Perfect beyond, perfect we stand. My gift from heaven, O stable land, higher plain than I have found. Lord, grant my feet on higher ground. I want to stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Well, what a great day it is to be serving the Lord, and what a great day it is to be able to study God's Word together. I'm glad you're here listening today, and I pray that you're able to open your Bible. We're in Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to continue our study and look at verse 10. In verse 10 of Ephesians chapter 4, it says, "He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things." And let me say this, that a man has always tried to reach heaven other than through Jesus Christ. Now, thank God for those of us who have trusted Him, and one day we will be in heaven. But mankind as a whole, they've tried to reach heaven by means other than through the Lord Jesus Christ. Even back in the Old Testament, we read of the Tower of Babel. You remember that account, how that the people were all together, and they were building a big tower, and God, he got tired of what they were doing. They were wanting to serve not him, but man-made things. And what they were trying to do, they were trying to reach heaven. They were trying to go as far as they could, building a tower up to heaven. Well, now we know that they were smart people back then, and I don't believe they thought they could actually go all the way to heaven with that. I believe that this was some way that they were looking. Possibly like an observatory or something. I don't know. Maybe they did think they thought they would get to heaven that way, that they could keep building and building and building. Well, man has always tried to build his way to God without Jesus Christ, without going God's way. And so God, back when we read about the Tower of Babel, God confused their tongues. They started not understanding each other, and God scattered them. And I believe that one reason that God scattered these people was to, once again, proclaim the Word of God, to get the Word into all the world where the people lived, so that the Word of God could go forth unhindered. But man has always tried to reach God, reach heaven, by some other way than God's way. And we must go His way, or we don't go at all. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 10 says that He ascended above, up far above all heavens. Well, verse 10, ascended far above all heavens, meaning that he went above the first heaven. That would be the sky. This would be the atmosphere as we know it. Above the second heaven, this would be moon, stars, and the galaxies and outer space. And he went to the third heaven. Now, once again, man today, I believe, has the idea that they can keep going and going and going, and one day they're going to get to heaven by going in a spaceship or time travel or whatever, what have you. But once again, I remind you that there's only one way to heaven, the third heaven, and that is through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 10 of chapter 4 of Ephesians says that he ascended. And back in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 and 16. Let's read verse 14. "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession." Passed into the heavens. Now, that means that he's going through the first heaven, the second heaven, and now he's in the third heaven. This would be his abode. And again, Hebrews chapter 4. And verse 14, "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession." Romans chapter 8 and verse 34 says, "Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. For us, and that means that is those who have trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Hebrews 7:25 says, "Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost, that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them." Now the term "for them," well, that is those who have trusted Christ as Lord and Savior. And my desire today is that you know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And if you do know him, my desire is that you're sharing him with other individuals in this world. You're helping other people know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And one day, they won't be able to go by spaceship, but they'll go by supernatural means of going to the third heaven through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, who will save anyone who comes to him faith-believing. Now, we look on in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11, where it says, "And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, some pastors and teachers." Well, I see here the apostle reminding us of Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 20. It says there, "And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone." Well, we need to remind ourselves of the beginning of the local church. The Bible is clear when it says foundation of apostles and prophets. Well, remember, the Bible says Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Well, the apostles were the New Testament foundation of truth as they received instruction from God himself. The prophets also received instruction from God himself in pinning down the Old Testament. And, of course, we read in the New Testament of prophets as well. Old Testament prophets as well as the New Testament prophets foretold events that would take place in the future. And I think one apostle in particular who was not only an apostle but was a prophet as well. John was not only the one whom God chose to pin down the book of John. He was also chosen to pin down, under the inspiration of God, the book of Revelation, which was filled with prophecies of future events. Now, of course, we read of other prophets in the New Testament, but I think particularly of John at this point. And God gave apostles and prophets, as we read in the New Testament, as founding men of the local church, with Jesus Christ as the chief cornerstone. Now here, I would like to read a scripture that explains why there are no apostles today, or prophets, as we read of in the book of Ephesians. Now, don't get confused now. There are prophets today who foretell. These prophets that I'm speaking of that are no more today are the ones who foretell. They tell the future. Well, notice in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 8 through 13. "Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies," and this is foretelling, "they shall fail. Whether there be tongues," and this is being able to speak in a foreign language that's previously not learned. In other words, a person will speak and understand a foreign language that they have not spoken or heard before. It says, "They shall cease. Whether there be knowledge," and to me, this would be information handed down from generation to generation that does not glorify God or bring salvation. In other words, it's worthless knowledge about the things of God. "It shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity." Now I call to your attention, especially verse 10 of 1 Corinthians 13, where it says, "But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away." Well, let's think about this. Let's think about this concerning prophets. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 10 explains when there would be no need of foretellers. In other words, prophets. I might say not forethellers, but foretellers. There would also be no need of apostles, as their jobs would be completed when that which is perfect is come. Well, now some explain that when that which is perfect is come, is speaking of Jesus Christ. Well, it is for certain that Jesus Christ is perfect. He was perfect as he walked this earth. But let me remind you, Jesus Christ had already come when 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 10 was written. I believe when we realize that not only was Jesus Christ the living Word of God, according to John chapter 1, he was perfect, so is the written Word of God, the Bible, perfect. And I see from the Word of God, there is no need of apostleship as the church was founded in the time of the apostles. They were the foundation with Jesus Christ as the chief cornerstone. And I also see there is no need for someone who claims to be a prophet, in other words, foretelling, today when we have the foretelling or the foretelling of the prophets of the Old and New Testaments complete in the Word of God. Now, the Word of God is perfect and comes to us in the King James Bible, not in some perversion such as the New King James, New International Version, the English Standard Version, the American Version, the New American Standard, and the list of perversions goes on and on. The Word of God is complete. So we have no need of certain things that we read of, such as a prophet who foretells. In other words, they give out something that's going to take place in the future. This is not godly. This is not according to Scripture. God has given us the Scripture in order to let us know what's going to be taking place. The Scriptures themselves tell us or foretells what's going to take place. And I'll speak of this later, how that forth-tellers are those individuals who forth-tell or give forth the Word of God, telling individuals about Jesus Christ and things to come. They do not receive these things from God personally from an audible voice, but they receive these things from the Word of God. These are true prophets of God who forth-tell what God has written to us in the Word of God. My question today to you is, do you know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? You need to call upon Him today. Receive Him as Savior because He's waiting for you. God is long-suffering in that He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. In other words, turn to Jesus Christ. Let Him save you today. Ask Him to come into your heart. Lord, I'm sorry for my sin. Please forgive me. I want to see you one day. Ask Him to come into your heart. The Bible tells us in John chapter 1 and verse 12, "But as many as received Him," that's Jesus Christ, "to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." Acts chapter 16 verse 31 says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." Now, if you want to go to heaven, if you want to know that Jesus Christ is your Savior and that God is your Heavenly Father, you must call upon Jesus Christ and ask Him to save you today. You must be willing to go God's way. Quit going your way and go God's way. Ask Jesus Christ to save you. The Bible tells us that we repent. That means we've turned around. We've changed our mind about how we're going to get to heaven, and we've decided that Jesus Christ is the only way. Call upon Him today. Lord, I'm sorry for my sin. Please take it and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I want to see You one day. Save me right now.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.